We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're looking ahead around the Big Ten. We also wanted to weigh in with our predictions on Penn State Idaho. It's week one, and I forgot to give our predictions when we were talking about the actual game itself.
Let's just be transparent about it.
Yeah, so hopefully Penn State's less rusty than we are. I'm like Ricky Ronnie, who forgot he could call run plays. Which hopefully that doesn't happen against Idaho. So let's give our picks. As of right now, we'll use this as a spread. I like to take a position one way or the other. 37 points is the spread. It could drift one way or the other, but we'll use that as a benchmark. What's your score pick? Just your first glance. I don't know if you've given this much thought yet, because we'll do it a little bit later in the week officially. But what's your score prediction?
Yeah, I hadn't given it much of any thought. I was thinking, you talk about being rusty. I was rusty coming here today because I forgot about the first week of school and all the bus stops that are, you forget how many bus stops there are between your route to work and your house until the bus returns. And then, and then you're like,
then you remember.
Yeah. Then you're like, I should have done better than this. You know what? I mean, 37 is a gigantic number. And that said, there's no reason Penn State shouldn't be able to cover it. I think that clearly there are leaps and bounds better than, this Idaho team, which again is now at the FCS level. It still has some SBF caliber players. On the roster at this point, I got it 45-7 Penn State, and I think that probably is a little bit conservative, and I don't even know if Idaho's going to score a touchdown, but every time I predicted a shutout last year, it didn't happen, so I'm not doing it again this year unless I decide to do it next week, which I don't think I will.
It makes, like, doing these picks makes you realize how hard it is to actually shut a team out, because you need your defense to arrive, have no slip-ups, untimely pass interference calls, no guy slipping down on a deep route. You also need your offense to not put your defense in a bad position. I think something's going to happen where Idaho ends up with either a big play or a kick return, a punt return, or they get a turnover at midfield or something like that. I've got a 42-3. I think they get a few points on the board. Penn State's defense is going to come to play, though, and I think that's going to be an exciting part of this game. So let's look around the Big Ten. You don't have a lot of primetime games when it comes to just using point spreads as your guide. I think there's only three games where a point spread is in single digits. One of those games is Northwestern going to Stanford, where Stanford is about a touchdown favorite in that game. That's going to be maybe the toughest game of the weekend for a Big Ten team. And, you know, this is a team in Northwestern that won the Big Ten West title last year. If things break the right way and Nebraska is not as good as people think they can be, or, you know.
Where are you at on the Scott Frost hype train? Are you at the conductor seat? Are you back in the caboose? Are you jumping off of it?
I'm navigating. I'm not conducting the train, but okay. I'm near the front of it.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. I'm not shoveling coal in this old timey style train that we're talking about, but I'm a believer in Scott Frost, and I think he's got just the right quarterback. I'm curious to see whether he's got, you know, the 1 through 85 depth that he needs to fulfill these expectations. Because that's going to be right. A tough thing. I don't think he seems to be affected by that sort of thing, but I don't think Nebraska's loaded with talent from top to bottom on its roster. They're gonna have to win with Adrian Martinez,
right?
And they're gonna have to win with good coaching. I think they can, but I don't know if 2019 is the year. I think maybe 2020, when you get some recruiting catching up with the hype a little bit.
Yeah, I think that clearly they had very high expectations last year and didn't necessarily fulfill those, but you saw a difference in the way that program competed toward the end of the 2018 season. I'm a little bit skeptical that Scott Frost is ever going to make them into the power they once were, but I am a minority in that regard, because the majority group is pretty convinced that he's going to fly this team to the top of the Big Ten.
When Nebraska was as powerful as they were, well, when was the last time Nebraska was a real national player, like mid to late 90s?
Yes.
Is that right? college football has changed so much in the 20 plus years since then. Being in the Midwest, you really need to have a good football program now. You can't lean on your tradition. The tradition helps get recruits in the door. I think Scott Frost can help get recruits to sign on the dotted line. I'm not worried about that part of it. But being landlocked like that, like that's one of the issues, one of the big issues for Iowa, for example.
Right.
For Wisconsin, you know, you don't have a lot of talent per capita right in your backyard. So you've got to go national or super regional to get the talent that you need to really fulfill that type of expectation. I think Nebraska right. can do it, but it takes a pretty unique recruiting effort. Like, what if Penn State didn't have any – what if there was no talent around – you know, there was minimal talent in the state of Pennsylvania? And I'm not talking about high-end players. I'm talking about the number of good players in your own recruiting backyard. That just changes how good you can be and how quickly you can be that good. I think Nebraska can be, but you know, Oklahoma is right next to Texas, so you can tap into that Texas talent when you're there. Obviously, Texas can do their thing, but as you start to make your way north in the Midwest, the talent it thins out quite a bit.
And how many Nebraska people do you think are going to watch UMass at Rutgers Friday, August 30th at 7:15? 100? 150?
Yeah, I would say somewhere in that neighborhood.
I don't even think the degenerates want to watch that. Speaking as one, I have no interest in that game.
Why would you subject – and here, why would you subject yourself to a skin in the game so you had to watch that?
Sometimes it's fun to do, give you something to watch, but, you know, if I'm going to
that is speaking like a true degenerate.
If I'm
right
going to do that for this Friday, Big Ten slate, you know, I think Wisconsin and South Florida should be interesting. I think, Purdue and Nevada could be a points fest.
Yeah.
I'd rather get involved with one of those two than UMass at Rutgers.
What a mess.
If there wasn't a BTN, they wouldn't show that on local television in New Jersey. I mean,
public access.
How much do you think BTN will lose on that game? I think advertisers are pulling ads.
I bet you.
They don't like R-rated gore. And I mean, that's that game.
How much do you think BTN, you know, their executives are just like so mad that Rutgers is in the Big Ten? We got to show that. We got to show this.
Yeah, it pays a lot of salaries, though, including folks at BTN. So.
And, you know, Rutgers, somebody put out a graphic. I think it's our friends at NJ.com put out a graphic about season ticket sales for Rutgers and how they're well, of course they're declining. Like right. this is the most one. This might be the most hopeless team in the country, the most you know hopelessly hopeless team in the country. Why would you show up? Why would you turn the knob to that's an old phrase, but why would you change the channel to watch Rutgers versus UMass?
We got turned the knob. We got Coltrane's. Man, we're on top of all of it today.
Get up out of your 1980s style lazy boy. Go to your gigantic box of a black and white television and turn the knob for Rutgers and UMass when you have so many other choices. By the way, any game where Rutgers is a favorite is a game I just don't want to be a part of. I don't want to see a game where Rutgers has to cover a 10-point spread because that means Rutgers has to score 10 points.
Right.
And I'm not that confident that they can. You know, Art Sitkowski is a guy that Penn State was once interested in as a recruit. I think they offered him, did they not?
Yes. No, and I don't think so. I don't think it
maybe,
ever got
maybe
to
they
that
didn't
point.
Reach that
yeah.
point. But I think he was a kid who visited and there might have been at some point.
Like, what do you
think? He looked clueless last year.
Right.
He looked like you want to see like, okay, he's a freshman. The game's fast. He doesn't have much of a supporting cast. But he looked like he just didn't have an idea out there either.
Right.
So unless that changes, we'll see. But anyway, the other game, South Dakota State at Minnesota. That's a 12.5 point line for Minnesota. Tulsa at Michigan State -20. Middle Tennessee State at Michigan -30. Wisconsin 9.5 points against USF. UMass getting 10 points from Rutgers. Purdue -6.5. This is the smallest point spread of the weekend against Nevada. That'll be probably be the most fun game in the league. Illinois is giving away points, 15.5 of them to Akron. Similar situation. Illinois giving points, that's a tough one to stomach there. Ball State at Indiana. Indiana's giving 16.5. Howard at Maryland giving 31. First game of the full-time Mike Locksley era there. South Alabama at Nebraska, 32 points there. I think Nebraska's going to score a bunch of points. Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin going to Ohio State. That's a 24-point spread. Idaho and Penn State, of course, 37. Northwestern at Stanford, minus 7 for Stanford. And Miami of Ohio at Iowa, minus 21.5. So you get an idea here. The Big Ten isn't exactly challenging itself in week one. You have a couple interesting matchups, but this is a take care of business. Take your home crowd, make some money, and move into week two kind of weekend.
Yeah. I just gonna wind you up for a second. Your thoughts, your thoughts, please, on you've been asked to find something to complain about all morning. We might have found one here afternoon. Northwestern at Stanford. Can Pat Fitzgerald's guys win that game, or are they going to have their big run on that second half of the season? Because as you well documented on this show, they only get to have one run a year.
It's not that they only get to, it's that they only ever do.
Right.
It's not like they make one big run and then they're okay the rest of the year. They are really bad for three or four games, and they are really good for three or four games. I think the really good stretch will go. It won't start this week. I don't think that they can go all the way out to California and beat Stanford. You know, they got the Clemson kid who came in. What's his name?
Hunter Johnson.
Yeah. Came in. If he's the real deal, great. But how many times does a five-star quarterback transfer and look like a five-star quarterback? How many times has that happened? It is right. Very, very rare. Justin Fields could be an exception to that rule.
Right.
You know, but he's surrounded by talent around him. He doesn't have to be great at the outset to get good results. He'll find a stride. But how many times? It just doesn't happen often that a five-star can't win a starting job, goes someplace else, and not only wins a starting job, but performs like that. I'll take a wait-and-see approach. But I don't like Northwestern to beat Stanford. They could be a team. You know, they started last year, for example. They were 1-3. Then they won the Big Ten West. They finished 9-5. They won the Big Ten West. They played in the Big Ten championship game, which is just, I guess if there's ever a point, like I'm a proponent of, you know, expanding the college football playoff, making the conference champions automatics. Northwestern playing in the Big Ten title game is evidence why that's not a good approach.
Right.
They should not be playing for a Big Ten title. They won 7 out of 8 games to close the year. I think that they could make a similar run again this year, but it doesn't start week one. For
okay.
Sure.
There you go.
So, yeah, Big Ten.
I'm betting Northwestern this weekend, by the way.
Are you? Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll talk about filing audio away to replay next week. That might be one of those quotes.
One way or the other, me or you. So Big Ten, there's a good chance the Big Ten is something close to 14-0 after the first weekend. We'll see what happens. Penn State, Idaho, one of the games we'll be tracking. 42-3, I got it, Penn State over Idaho. We'll see what happens. We'll be back next week to look back on these and look ahead to the next batch. Thanks for tuning in this week. You can be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.